On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
Good evening and welcome inside Hallis Hall, home of the first place Chicago Bears. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority in front of a live audience from our friends at FedEx and guests. So happy to have you with us, listening on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Zach Zaidman, pleased to be joined by a couple of players who are members of the number one defense in the NFL, according to the Aikman ratings, number two in the NFL in fewest points allowed, number one in the NFL with 33 takeaways, tied for number five in the league with 30 sacks, 27 coming from the defensive line, and that's where our two guests are from, joined by the three technique, the defensive tackle, Henry Melton, and a guy who also fills in on the interior. He's contributed quite nicely over the last five games, Nate Collins. Give these guys a nice round of applause.
Yeah.
Now, Henry, you've been here before, so give Nate an idea of what he can expect for the next hour here on Bears All Access.
Some fun. Yeah, some excitement. We got a great crowd in here.
And then some. And I'm going to give Nate an opportunity to butter you up, Henry. And here's how we're going to do it. Because you've got six sacks this season, number two in the NFL for defensive tackles. You're right in the running for a Pro Bowl spot. There might be people listening right now who are not quite sure who to vote for.
In the running?
They know who to vote for.
This guy's in first place right now.
They know who to vote for.
Get it done.
You're not even letting Nate talk.
No.
All right. So
get it done.
All right. So he does not appear to be a shy guy, but a lot of people in Chicagoland probably don't know a lot about Nate Collins because he's a newcomer to the team. You know him. You're in the meeting room with him every single day, the Rushman room. You're out on the practice field with him every day. You're playing with him in games. So what is Nate Collins about? What should we know about the guy sitting right next to you?
Young Wells. No, I call him Young Wells because that's his clothing line.
He's got a clothing line?
Yeah. We're off topic right now, but yeah.
So how did this
Other than
come
that,
about?
He's a great football player.
He is. You know, I remember it was early on during training camp. I was talking with Brian Urlacher. He goes, you see this guy, Nate Collins, man. He's always getting penetration, always moving up the field, always being a disruptor. That's what you're about, right?
That's what I'm about. I mean, this defense, I feel like it fits perfectly with the way I play. I just like to really focus on getting off the ball and using my strength. And I'm not physically gifted with height, so it just helps to my advantage to use my leverage any way I can and just try to keep these big guys off our linebackers.
Yeah, and unlike Henry Melton, you know, privileged draft pick, you know, you had to earn your way into the league. An undrafted free agent with the New York Giants, mm-hmm. where I believe there's an undrafted free agent who is starring for them on the offensive side of the ball, who you're good buddies with, right?
Yep.
Victor Cruz?
Victor Cruz is actually who I started my clothing line with.
Doesn't that figure? These wide receivers, man, that's all they do. They think of – no, but how did – and both of you guys grew up in the greater New York area.
Mm-hmm.
So is that how you kind of became friends?
Well, actually, we became friends just by the luck of our last names. We ended up being roommates during camp, Cruz and Collins, and we ended up just being great friends from there, just – having to share a room with someone for about 3 months, I mean, you get to know someone pretty quickly.
Yeah, just be thankful it wasn't Melton.
Because yeah.
I'm telling you, whoever had to share a room with you.
Trust me, I had a
that
lot.
First season.
My locker is right next to his. And
he's messy, isn't he?
He could be pretty messy.
But I smell nice.
I'll take your word for it. If you were wrong, I wasn't going to say anything on the air. But it's pretty rare to have two guys that are undrafted free agents, roommates, end up playing in the NFL. First off, making a roster, then both of you guys playing for high-profile teams in the league.
Hey, just I'm blessed. I'm just happy for the opportunity. And it's one of those things where you don't get too many opportunities to even play in the NFL or get a chance to try out for any of these teams. So you got to play every day like it's your last and just hope everything works out for you. And I feel like I just fell in a position here where I fit in great, and I'm just happy that I can just contribute to this great defense and be a part of this great defense.
With Nate Collins and Henry Melton here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Now, we're not going to see you do any kind of salsa dance if you, take one back to the house.
He can't dance.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to butt in on that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. He does this. He's going to have to do it. He does the same dance, and it's terrible.
What dance is that?
I just see him doing it and start laughing. You just gotta show. You gotta show this great crowd that
Man,
we have.
We're gonna save it.
Thank goodness this is radio. This Sunday's game between the Bears and the Seahawks is brought to you by Advocate Healthcare, one of the nation's top health systems. The first 20,000 fans to enter Soldier Field will receive a Chicago Bears Advocate Healthcare fan flag, courtesy of Advocate Healthcare. Advocate Healthcare, inspiring medicine, changing lives. The reason I bring up a defensive lineman potentially scoring, the last time, and I'm not counting Corey Wooten's score on special teams in Tennessee, but the last time a Bears defensive lineman scored while actually playing defense, last year against the Seahawks, Israel Adonijé picked up a fumble in the end zone, touchdown yeah. Bears. So it could happen.
Remember that? It definitely can happen. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, I want to do it. I think about it. I dream about it. Getting back in the end zone,
I scored a touchdown last year, and I did a nice dance.
Did you your dance?
A dance that you did, and I think I do it better. The Bernie.
Oh, you did the Bernie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get some footage of it. See who's better. Just saying.
Or we can do it now.
Please don't. I beg of you, please don't. All right, before we take the break here, Marshawn Lynch, I mean, you guys have faced top running back after top running back after top running back, starting from Chris Johnson, working your way now to Marshawn Lynch. You got another one again next week in Adrian Peterson. What's the key? When you watch this guy on video, everyone remembers the snapshot moment against New Orleans in the playoffs. Mm. You know, you guys have faced him. What's that like, Henry?
Oh, I mean, I didn't play last year versus
Yeah, but you saw. You saw what was going on.
Oh, yeah, I definitely saw. He just runs hard. Are we going to the commercial?
We are. You can keep talking.
No, I mean, I'm a big fan of him. He runs hard. You know, I always, he's just a great back. And we just got to stop him.
That's Henry Melton providing excellent insight. And Nate Collins here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access, live from the George Muggs Halas Auditorium inside Halas Hall, featuring our guests from FedEx and friends. So happy to have you with us, joined by defensive lineman Henry Melton and Nate Collins here tonight. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuffed Pizza for providing dinner to the Bears All Access Show. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. And Nate, if you notice, Henry is cleaning up that Giordano's pizza. I'm guessing tomorrow not a day where they weigh you guys,
yeah,
right?
Luckily, we got weighed in today. I'm kind of scared to even put my hand in this pizza box because I feel like Henry,
I will. I'm a serious bear. Like I will attack you.
When you first became a Bear, did they not? Obviously now you're in tip-top shape. And it shows by what you're able to do on the field. But when you first became a Bear, your first year you went on injured reserve. They used to make fun of you for your eating habits, didn't they?
No.
I am. How long does it take to get in? Because you spend your entire college season and then that entire off season working out to get drafted, to put yourself in the best possible position to make the most money. But there's that kind of shape, and then there's the actual shape you need to be once you join this team. Because as Lovie Smith likes to say, no fat guys. Mm. How long does it take to be in the kind of shape you need to be to play successfully in this defense?
A while.
Like, give us an idea of what you had to go through.
Being on IR, you get a whole season just to really focus in and work out and watch how everyone goes through the year and really learn a lot. But you're never really in great shape until you go out on that field and see what you can do, and then you make adjustments off of that.
How long did it take you to get used to what you have to do here, Nate?
I feel like the first couple of weeks of camp were hard, just getting adjusted to Coach Marinelli's tempo and everything we were going through. But I just feel like once we got into the season, probably like a few weeks into the season, I feel like I was in good enough shape to perform at the level. And we have a good system where we all rotate in the game. So we have a system where if guys are tired, they'll just come out. No one's really selfish with playing time. So
I am.
There's a shock.
Oh, get it.
Henry Melton, Nate Collins, our guests here on Bears All Access. The reason I bring it up is you earn the right to rush the passer, according to Rod Marinelli. You earn that right by being able to stop the run. So take us through all these running backs, from Chris Johnson to, you know, Frank Gore to Arian Foster to Adrian Peterson, now to Marshawn Lynch. How are they different, and what kind of unique set of skills do you have to have in order to limit what those guys can do?
I mean, for the most part, I feel like it just helps out as a defense. We have a defense where everyone's around the ball, and that just makes everything so much easier. It doesn't really matter what kind of back we play, and especially this week with Marshawn Lynch. He's a guy where he's going to run through arm tackles, and he can run you over, he can run by you, and we just got to all swarm to the ball and just make it easier. And hopefully we won't have to have Chris Conte and Major Wright trying to make one-on-one tackles, even though they can. But that's not something we really want. We don't want a big back running downhill on guys who are 15 yards away from him. So we just got to help him out, get penetration, knock these old linemen back to slow him. They can't really get a full head of steam.
And it's a 1-2 punch. They have a rookie quarterback in Russell Wilson. In talking to everyone in your locker room, they all rave about his arm, but he's not the tallest guy out there. He's probably a little bit taller than me, but not that much. And he's short by NFL standards. Does that mean that, and I know they always say you got to throw your hands up, but do you specifically have to kind of have that in your head when you're dealing with a shorter quarterback this week?
I mean, we've been watching film on him. I mean, he is really short.
Well, compared to you, yeah.
Well, I mean, no, like just for regular.
But he's successful. I mean, he's
great. But like we see guys like missing sacks on him, like just going over his head. They just swing over his head. I've never even seen anything like that.
Like who went over his head?
No, like defensive linemen on other teams. They're about to sack him, and they just swing right over
ducks,
his head.
Yeah.
He doesn't even duck.
They just miss.
They just go to wrap him up, and they just miss him completely. He's just that short.
See, that to me seems like an eye problem, more so than a height problem for the D lineman.
Yeah, but no, he scrambles around. That's why they that's how they use him a lot. I mean, he breaks the pocket. They move him around. Because when he is in the pocket, it is hard for him to see over, especially over his big guys when they're getting pushed back.
All right, time now to select the Gibson's Player of the Week, brought to you by Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse. You guys are going to like this because you get rewarded, especially Hen Mel here, and you'll understand why. The player you guys select will get a $500 gift card to Gibson's, and for helping pick that player, both of you get a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town.
I have like $1,000 to Gibson's. Right,
yeah, well, they're
because people pick me, my teammates.
Yeah, you've done a nice job this year. That's why you, again, are in the running
I'm
for
not
the Pro Bowl.
You
yes, you are. I was just about to say that.
All right. Well, anyway, I need you guys to vote on this week's candidates. So we selected three candidates. You pick the winner. Discuss amongst yourselves. All right. Mm-hmm. Jay Cutler. I mean, you cannot overstate the difference he made in that game, especially that first half, maybe as good of a quarterbacking job that he's done in his time as a Bear. Brandon Marshall, you know, the huge difference maker. And then defensively, you know, Chris Conte had the pick.
I'm going to give it to Chris.
I'm going to go with Chris too.
These guys are
I kind of had the hit on the quarterback for his pick, so I feel like maybe I can work something out with Chris.
Wait a minute. That's
See? We're scheming.
Yeah, but this isn't the United Nations. We're not playing ambassador here and trying to be diplomatic.
It's our pick, right?
I know, but we got to talk this through because here's why.
Oh, you're in there on the pick too? I thought it was us.
Hey, it's a discussion.
I mean, we can split it with you.
No, it's your gift. All right, I'll take the ribeye. No,
I got you.
Here's what I want to know, because you mentioned how it's teamwork, right? You helped lead to Chris Conte's interception, but then you look at the other side of the ball. You know, everyone saw the offense struggled the week before without Cutler. He comes back, you know, two linemen go down, whole bunch of changes are taking place in the middle of the game with that offensive line.
He wants us to give it the jet.
And I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there, and then I'll let you, because as defenders, you have an appreciation for, you know, the difficulty of a quarterback throwing against a defense.
I want to give it to the offensive line. Them guys were holding up with, you know, pieces were missing, you know, guys were filling in at positions they never even played. And, I mean, I thought they held up pretty well.
I agree with that, too. But I feel like as defensive players, we got to go with the defensive guy.
So Chris Conte. 100%
Chris Conte.
So Chris Conte wins the $500 gift card to Gibson's.
My man.
And
we're
for,
going to Gibson.
And
we're
going
for,
to Gibson.
And, yes, you guys are going to Gibson's for helping pick Conte. Each of you gets a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. All right, quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about this clothing line and, you know, how you maintain face in that locker room. Are we talking, like, you know, what kind of clothes? Are we, like, hip-hop clothes? Are we talking about, like, suits, nice kind of casual stuff?
I got some polos. I can get you a polo, a nice polo. Right, get you welled up.
We'll talk about it when we come back with Nate Collins. And I've never been welled up, so I'm kind of excited about that going forward.
Welled up.
Henry Melton is here, too. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, coming to you live from Hallis Hall in front of our audience. From FedEx and guests, along with Nate Collins and Henry Melton, I'm Zach Sabin. I want to remind you to support the 24th Annual Chicago Bears and Jewel Osco Coat Drive by donating winter coats through December 16th at Jewel Osco stores in the Chicagoland area. Coats will benefit the Salvation Army and public schools in Chicago. Visit ChicagoBears.com for more information. You know, earlier this week, a familiar face returned to the Bears locker room, a guy by the name of Aston Whiteside. He's on the practice squad. He's a defensive lineman. And it kind of brought up a memory that I have from earlier this season. We'll get to that story in a little bit. It's a must-listen-to story of one of the greatest pranks that the veterans have ever played in the Bears locker room. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But before we took the break, we were talking about Nate Collins. And is it a hobby? You know, you're a businessman. In addition to being a football player, which comes first, what is it with the D-line? You know, Israel Adonijé, I saw him today. He was posting a picture with the President of the United States, and he's Canadian.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Where did he meet President Obama? You know, and President Obama's got his arm around Adonijé. They're both smiling.
How sad.
That's a good question. How did he meet him? And where were we at?
I mean, does he brag about this stuff?
Yes.
So,
but we don't get invited either, so.
I mean, you would think, you know, President Obama, obviously a huge Bears fan. He's gone on national TV, talked about it, you know, mentioned Peanut Tillman as a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. So out of all you guys, why is it Adonijé that gets to meet with him?
I don't know. I'm wondering that myself.
I don't know.
But Izzy's
from Canada.
Izzy's involved with a lot of things. So, I mean, I drive around downtown, and I'm pretty sure Izzy is on a billboard or two. So, pretty sure he...
He's very involved in the community.
He
does a lot of nice work for kids, both here, Canada. He's very involved and continues to play at a very high level on the football field. Now, as for you, so you, Victor Cruz, back in your days with the Giants when you guys were undrafted rookie free agents together, rooming in some dorm in Albany or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys started talking about clothes. I imagine that's how it started.
Yeah, well, we're both what you call sneakerheads. And, like, we're real into Jordans and...
like an Earl Bennett type of sneakerhead?
Yeah, I don't think I'm at that level, but Victor definitely is. But it's just one of the things where we just always talk about sneakers and buying sneakers and kind of configuring your outfit to your sneakers. And I used to always tell him how it just sucks being so big because it's hard to find the clothes that you can probably find because you're a smaller guy. And we just always joked around about, hey, like, if we make this happen with the league, like, if we get some extra money, we should try to make a T-shirt line or try to do something, because we'll probably have time in the off season to do it, and we'll have the funds to get into it. And sure enough, after that first season, once the lockout hit, we had some extra time, and I hit him up, and I was like, yo, you still want to do this? Like, we should probably go ahead and do it. Like, if any time to do it, it's now. And we went with it.
Now, you went to Virginia. Mm-hmm. They don't let dummies into Virginia. So, obviously, you know,
Oh, man, I wanted to say something.
Hey, listen, you went to Texas. Last time, no one who goes...
The University of Texas.
Congratulations. Yeah, exactly. Last time I checked, everyone that goes to Texas, the saddest day for anyone who goes to Texas is the day they graduate, because they don't want to leave the school. Never. If you could, you would have stayed another extra 5 years, right? Because you loved it. You guys get treated like kings down there.
Oh, yeah. But not the case at Virginia. Not the case at Virginia. We have to go to class. We have to do our own work.
I went to class.
Oh, okay.
Just making sure. Time.
Oh, just making sure. Oh.
Yeah, different kind of classes. So what was your major in college?
It was actually psychology.
Okay, so that which has nothing to do with the clothes or the business aspect of it.
Absolutely nothing.
But you have enough knowledge to play with Henry mentally here on the show. That's why you constantly pick on him.
I mean, just got to keep up with this guy. This guy, he's very sly with his comments and...
I'm awesome.
I guess if that's the way you want to put it, then yeah.
And apparently he's modest too. All right, so you do this. You finally get serious about it. What's the clothing line called? And
it's called Young Whales. And a whale comes from a high roller in a casino. I don't know if I'm like real into casinos. And there was like this show on TNT called Las Vegas, and it's kind of all about like. About this one casino and how they take care of their whales and different whales, like what they want when they're coming. Like, so certain guys, when they want to go bet at the casino, they might not want a table with anyone at it, or they might want their dealers to wear special gloves or a special outfit or like a lucky hat. And when you play enough and you win enough, you could do those type of things because you're a whale. And so they have to cater to you. And I just thought that was kind of cool and just put the young on the front of it and just ran with it. And we got, we have a designer from New York by the name of Josh Kimmerlin. And he's been like a huge help to me and Vic, kind of just fathered me and Vic, just getting used to and getting like acquainted to all the different things that goes on with a clothing line. Because at first, obviously, me and Vic, we thought that it was just something, we'll just get a design, put it on a shirt, and sell it. But there's a lot more that goes into it than
see,
that.
Yeah, see, you're going hardcore with this. And,
gosh,
and next year,
you're
plug,
right now.
Yeah, Henry Melton, you know,
I mean,
the eyes
you
are rolling.
Sponsor this show?
I mean, he's asking me questions.
I didn't think he'd go on for 20 minutes talking about it. But it's
talking about Giordano's.
Actually, let's talk. All right, so I mentioned Aston Whiteside, who's a defensive lineman on the practice squad. Earlier this season, and every position group does this, the D-line takes, you guys all go out to a fancy steakhouse in town, and we get back to Israel Adonijé again. So you guys are having a big meal, and usually the rookies have to pay. But at the time, there were only two rookies. One was Shea McClellan, the first-round pick. You know, he can spend the big bucks because he's a first-rounder. And Aston Whiteside doesn't have that first-round money because, you know, he's on the practice squad just, you know, trying to put food on the table. And you guys, as veterans, decide to play a little joke on these. How many people were at the dinner?
16? I think, like, 16 or 20.
It was a pretty big dinner. 20.
All right, so a bunch of D linemen and friends, right? And in the middle of the dinner, Israel Adonijé goes to the server privately. Mm-hmm. What does he tell the server?
He tells the server to kind of add about what did the check end up being? Like 30K? I think he ended up having them add about like
$39,000?
About like $25,000 extra to the check, and to print it out and just tell him that we were getting ready to leave and put it in front of Shay, and we all sat there.
Wait, hold on. Okay. It's a good way to get people to come back after this commercial break. We'll find out just exactly, because some people have heard the story, but I don't think they know the finer details of this. So we're going to get those details from Henry Melton and Nate Collins the defensive line dinner that blew up on Twitter. There were news outlets reporting it because you guys posted the fake bill online. That's next with Collins and Melton on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority in front of our live audience here at Halas Hall, featuring our friends from FedEx and guests on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago. And Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Along with Henry Melton and Nate Collins, I'm Zach Zabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from Halas Hall, in front of our audience, featuring our friends from FedEx and guests here tonight. And when we left off, and by the way, we're a few minutes away from playing Are You a Bears Authority? It's the highest rated segment on the show. But before we get to that, when we before the commercial break, we were talking about the fake bill at the steakhouse when you guys had the defensive line dinner. So you go out and let's see, you have Israel Adonijé go to the server and say add $25,000 to the bill and hand it to Shay McClellan and Aston Whiteside. Then what happens? The server comes in. The bill's what, like $39,000?
$38,091.91.
Now, all of you guys know this is going on. And so the bill
so
gets...
we all just freak out. We all just... Oh. We all go with it. We're like, oh, whoa. No way. And Shay is just... I don't even... His reaction is priceless.
His face, like... When he opened it up, like, he kind of... When he opened it up, he kind of closed it, opened up again, like, and looked at it, and his face just got beet red. And he was just like...
No, he freaked out.
You know why? Do you know why?
Remember because those, like, Whopper freak-out commercials? I don't think anybody remembers
those. I talked to him about this. This is what he said. He said that, you know, he only had one credit card.
Yeah, he was like, I can't put this all on my card.
He's like, I can't pay for this.
Right, because it would have maxed out.
I'm walking home. I'm running home. And he lives all the way out here. We were downtown. He was like, bro, you wouldn't even be there tomorrow. You walk home right now.
So he called his wife, right? Told her that, you know, I got an issue here. And poor Aston, he can't even comprehend, you know, chipping in for $39,000. So what are you guys doing? Are you offering to help out?
No, I think he had asked. He was like, well, can you guys help me out and I can just, give you the money back? And we're like, no.
No, we're all just like, no,
we're not helping you out. You're rookie. We're not helping you out. Like, we all had to go through this. And his face, he just was...
Oh, man.
And we let it ride for, good 25, 30 minutes. And then,
we let it ride till he was about to get up and leave. Because he was really about to ditch that bill.
So then you guys tweet, I think it was Adonijé that tweeted out the bill. And it becomes a huge news story that I guess his agent the next morning had to tell him, you know, you got to tell people that this really didn't happen. But you know what? Didn't Dez Bryant of the Cowboys get like a $50,000 bill?
Yeah.
And that's because he failed to...
But I heard he took the whole defense out. Like, he had to take the whole defense out. And I feel like that might be feasible when you take a whole defense.
Because the real bill was like... It was still pretty expensive.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was...
It was like 12. Yeah. Something. It was close.
Man,
was...
you guys eat.
Well, I mean, we had...
What was the tip on a $12,000 bill?
I don't know.
You gotta ask Shay.
Good stuff. All right, you guys ready for this? Let's play Are You a Bears Authority? It's brought to you by Sports Authority, and here's how we play. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you hit the buzzer in front of you. Whoever hits the buzzer first gets the right to answer the question. If you don't get it right, the other player can answer. Whoever's got the most right after 7 questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan.
I have to win one of these.
Well, hey, you're here. I mean, let's give it a shot. You got to be in it to win it, right? All right, Henry, you're playing for Kevin Gross of Chicago, and Nate, you're playing for Stephen O'Donnell of Wheeling.
Let's go, Steve.
Let's go, Kevin.
And if you guys, if you're listening right now and you want to sign up for a future game, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN, click on the Bears All Access page, and you can also listen to all of our shows that we've done all season long on that page as well. All right, ready? Here we go.
I got to make sure it's working.
All right, because I was about to let you answer. All right, question number
one.
Jay Cutler needs 307 passing yards to overtake this former Bear and current NFL head coach, for second place in Bears career passing yardage.
What?
Who is the former Bear he will overtake? I'll give you a hint. The guy is a head coach of a team that you faced this season. Henry.
Harbaugh.
Correct.
I know what you're saying.
Yes!
All right. Question number two. In what round of the 2003 draft did the Bears select Lance Briggs in?
Uh-oh. Wait. Go.
Gotta hit the buzzer. Three, two, Henry.
Third round.
No, that's correct.
Oh.
Yeah, that's correct. I don't know where the I don't know where that came from. That soundbite.
What is that?
I mean,
he wants me to lose.
You can look at it. Our engineer Paul Zarang. What's going on, Paul?
I guess he's just used to me answering wrong.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's just like, nah,
nice save. All right, so right now, Lance has a commanding 2-0 lead. I mean, excuse me,
yeah,
Henry, because
yeah.
of the Lance Briggs answer,
yeah.
Has a commanding 2-0 lead over Nate Collins. Question number three. The Bears are currently tied for fifth in the NFL for total team sacks. How many do they have so far this season? Henry.
27.
Incorrect. Nate, you can answer the question.
We have 30.
Correct. 27 is a D-line.
Coach just said it today in meetings.
Come on,
I was going off what he said.
All right, it's a 2-1 game. All of a sudden, it's getting interesting. Concentrate.
No, it's not getting interesting.
Question four. Name either of the two Bears on the current 53-man roster whose last names begin with the letter A. Nate.
That's you. Armando Allen.
That's one, so you got it right. You can name the other one if you want.
Oh, I got it right, right?
Yeah, you did get it right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
Kyle Adams will be upset that you forgot him, but that's a story for another time. All right.
Roommate.
It's a 2-2 game. Down the stretch we go. Question
this
five.
Is where my buzzer just stops working, man.
This is about a guy in your room, so you guys better know the answer. Question five. What year was Julius Peppers drafted in?
I don't know.
Nate.
I don't even know.
Three.
He was drafted in.
Two. One. I need an answer.
98.
Incorrect. Henry.
That's what I was going to say, actually. 99.
Incorrect.
Yes.
He's not that old.
What?
2002.
Whoa. Sorry, Pep.
Question number six.
He's been around a while, man.
Game is, yes, but.
I've been watching this guy forever.
Yeah, it's a, he's, how, by the way. Just give us an idea, because you guys play with him. Give us an idea of how good he is, because I don't think numbers truly illustrate what he does and how he makes your job a lot easier.
He's just like, he's a freak of nature. There's really no way to, like, explain it, because Pep is just, what is he, 6'8", 6'7", and he's just, he's just a physical specimen, and he just makes everything look like it's so easy when it's really not. And the way he can just move 350-pound guys and toss them out the way is just incredible, I think.
This guy's benefited probably more than anybody. Talking about Melton because of Pep. Look, he's shaking his head. Yeah, you should take him to Gibson's. All right, question number six. Where did Stephen Paya play his college ball?
Oh, that's Oregon State.
Oregon State, thanks.
Come
for
on, that's an easy
Nate?
Question.
Steve, we're getting it, Steve.
Well, Nate,
yes.
Hit the buzzer. I don't know why you answered it, but Nate gets it right. And Nate takes the commanding 3-2 lead. It's for the marbles here. Ready?
Come back, Steve.
All right. Can Henry force the tiebreaker, or does Nate win and give Stephen O'Donnell the gift certificate to Sports Authority? Question number seven. Here we go. How many touchdowns have the Bears scored on defense so far this season? How do you guys not know this? Nate.
Four.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Henry,
oh.
You have 3 seconds. Three, two, one.
Five!
No, seven.
Seven.
Holy shit.
Hey. You have seven defensive touchdowns, and that doesn't count the one by Corey Wooten on the block punt in Tennessee, so that's eight non-offensive touchdowns.
We're awesome. Wow.
It's
Congratulations to Stephen O'Donnell of Wheeling.
Steve.
Thanks to Nate Collins, you have won a gift certificate to Sports Authority.
Maybe he'll buy a Henry Melton jersey.
Yeah, you guys may be awesome at defense, but when it comes to this game, Henry Melton
He's
is not
him.
Awesome at this game for a variety of different reasons. Let's take a quick time out here. When we come back, I get all these questions in regards to football-related stuff, so I'm going to run it by you guys.
We have to do the tweets.
Maybe we'll do some tweets too. All right? Right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Back inside Halas Hall, this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz, brought to you by Jimmy Johnson. Your chance to catch up on Bears News every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Alongside Henry Melton and Nate Collins, I'm Zach Zaidman. All right, let's get to something that I think you guys can provide unique insight into. Jared Allen got fined $21,000 this week for the hit that ended Lance Lewis's season. And, Lovie Smith was very vocal about how he felt that there's no place for that type of hit in the NFL. As defensive linemen, do you see it differently, or do you understand where both Jared Allen is coming from, or do you look at it from your head coach's standpoint and say you cannot do that in this game?
I mean, I feel like with the hit, I just feel like Lance wasn't really a threat to making the play, and I feel like as players, sometimes we get caught up and you want to take that big hit shot, but I feel like it was the opposite way around. You really wouldn't want anyone to clean you up like that. And it just, I don't think he meant to hurt him or anything. And it's just one of those things you want to get a big hit maybe to see on tape later, like, ooh, like I made this block. But unfortunately, the way it all happened, it hurt him and it put him out for the season. So you obviously never want to see that. And I feel like it's just an unfortunate situation how everything played out with that hit. And as for the fine goes, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it could have been a little bit more, but I feel like as everyone as Bears fans, obviously we feel like it should have obviously been more because we're losing $21,000 isn't really compared to like what we're losing in Lance being out there on the field helping us out every week. Week in and week out.
When you see the punishments that the commissioner's handing out for a variety of different offenses, does it change the way you play football? Do you allow yourself that split second to think about that target zone that you're going for on an opponent?
I feel like when you're out there, not really. just for the fact that like you're trying to make tackles and you're not really thinking about how you're going to make the tackle, and most of the time you're just trying to get the ball carrier down with situations like that. Like, I mean, for D linemen, when we're trying to make tackles and we're trying to hit the quarterback.
Yeah, fines are not good at all.
Yeah. Henry got fined this week, so that's why he's saying that.
Yeah.
What'd you do that was wrong?
I didn't.
What did they say that you did that they deemed wrong?
Oh, okay. I had a face mask. But it's just like, I mean, stuff like that is not intentional at all. I mean, you're just trying, it's Adrian Peterson. I mean, you're trying to bring him down any way possible. And if your hand like kind of grazes his face mask when you're trying to grab onto something, I mean, I think it's a little unnecessary, especially if you're not a repeat offender. Like if that's my first penalty in like 3 years, I mean, I think it's unnecessary to get fined for it.
Bears Insider brought to you by McDonald's featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith airs Monday nights at 7 p.m. on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. There's been a lot of talk about the teams that you haven't beaten this season, San Francisco, Houston, and Green Bay, and there's this, a lot gets said that, yeah, the Bears are good, but they haven't beaten the elite. How do you respond to the people who say that?
Oh, I thought you were.
You can answer it, Henry.
Oh, I mean, I don't listen to that. I mean, we're just gonna play every game how we know how to play, and I mean, you never want to lose, but
first place, baby. That's how you respond to it. I mean, well, we're gonna have to play some big games. We got Green Bay coming up.
Yeah, they're coming around in a couple of weeks.
Is anyone good left?
Got Seattle this week. The season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs.
Don't want to look past anyone. Just worry about Seattle this week. I mean, we'll worry about all those other guys at the end of the season. And if they're there, then we'll be there. And then we'll see who the better team is.
That's Nate Collins. Henry Melton is here as well. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, in front of a live audience from our friends at FedEx and guests on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night Live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you'll receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so use the hashtag BearsToyota. Back inside the George Muggs Halas Auditorium, inside Halas Hall here on Bears All Access with Henry Melton and Nate Collins. I'm Zach Zabin. Our final few moments on the show in front of our live audience, our friends from FedEx and guests. All right, so here's what I want to know, because you have an appreciation for this more so than most people. How in the world did the offensive line manage to do what it did last week? That's not easy, to throw guys in there who've never played, some guys who've never played the position that they were playing, communicate against a D-line like the Vikings have, and win.
I think it's just heart and determination. It's just a situation where I feel like I was even surprised to see guys that you don't even – like, I seen Edwin Williams playing guard, and I don't think I've seen
Karimi playing guard.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys haven't even played guard, like, in practice, like, on scout team anything like that. So just to see them in there, and it's one of those things that when you first see it, you're like, is this going to work? And it really did. And I feel like they did a great job. And
that's why they deserve the Gibsons.
Well, you guys have a couple of gift certificates. You can give it to them.
Oh, not mine. No, no, no.
But as a defensive tackle, both of you guys, as defensive tackles, if you see someone as big as Karimi lined up at guard, what goes through your head?
Well,
no, he's not that big, though.
Compared to me, he is big, and I went against him.
Everyone's
this weekend.
Big compared to you. Gosh.
I guess so.
No, but he's just like, he's real physical in there. But I mean, he's not a monstrous guy.
He's tall. I mean, he's a lot taller than most guards.
He gets your hands.
No.
Gets his hands on you quickly.
No.
He has long arms.
There's some tall guards. There's some guys. We played a lot of guys that are like 6'8". I mean, the guys from San Fran were 6'8".
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I didn't want to talk about that game, but you brought it up.
No, I mean, it's in the past, but I'm just saying there's some tall guards out there.
Yeah, but you guys are generally undersized as a D-line. That's because you're sacrificing size for speed.
Exactly.
Right. Milton's giving you that look. That's not a good thing. All right, so, a lot's been made about this week. It's been a popular
topic. Did you see him try to run down?
Oh, man, don't do that to me right now. Let them finish talking, man.
Okay. No, you can go ahead.
Have a minute left. Come on, man. You got to finish out.
Yeah, we do. All right, we won't embarrass you. But, a lot's been made about, Jay Cutler and the impact he has on offense. Who's your defensive MVP? And don't give me the defense, the star of the defense is the defense. Who's the star of the star of the defense?
Tim Jennings.
I was going to say Peanut Tillman or Tim. Like,
I just love what the little guy's doing right now.
Man, like, 8
picks. He hits. That's he gets the picks, obviously, but.
Peanut punch.
Yeah, of course, I love the peanut punch. Wish I could do it. I don't know how he does it, but the little guy is coming downhill, taking on anybody and everybody.
He's a bulldog. Not just a Georgia bulldog. I mean, he's a bulldog in the NFL.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that the fans don't see that we see on film after the game, and the guy's taking on guards, O-linemen, everybody.
That's been impressive. All right, we got to say goodbye. For Henry Melton and Nate Collins, I'm Zach Zabin, thanking our producer, Greg Miller, Paul Zarang, for helping us blast through the speakers of your radio, and everyone in our downtown studios, including Herb Lawrence. I'm Zach Zabin saying thanks for listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Good night, everyone.
Bear down.
Hey, Mom.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.